and editor-in-chief of Women's Health and Fitness magazine, Eileen Domiati, is here. We're asking you, what are your tips to a happy, healthy life? And the other question that's been asked in this month's magazine is, what the heck are tabatas? What the heck are they, Eileen?
They sound like something you should eat, really, don't they?
Yes.
Well, you don't eat these ones, believe me, far from it. And you probably won't want to even eat after them because they're quite tough. But I mean, we included them because, again, we get lots of queries about how effective would they be in introducing them into an exercise regime. I think they're an intense way of training, but they're also something that you wouldn't want to do every single day. You would really need your body to recover. And although when you look at it, it's only 4 minutes. So what the Tabata actually entails of comprises of 20 seconds of high intensity work, followed by 10 seconds of rest, with the cycle repeated 8 times for a total of 4 minutes. I know that sounds a lot of, a lot of figures.
Exactly. I'm just going through that in my head then. Right. So, okay, and so when you're saying high intensity, does it matter what exercise you're doing?
No, it doesn't. But obviously an exercise that you're using your whole body in would be the most effective, because there you're including your big muscle groups, obviously, so they're going to be your biggest calorie burners as well. So you're going to even have more of a calorie burn afterwards. So the lot of figures are, so if you think of the exercise, you do it all out for 20 seconds, mm-hmm. you take a 10 second rest, then you do another exercise all out for 20 seconds, take a 10 second rest, and you do that for 4 times. And then you repeat that again.
So okay. I'm looking here, an example might be squat and press with medicine ball, 20 seconds, rest, 10 seconds. Burpee for 20 seconds, what's that?
The burpee is where you get down into like a push-up position. Obviously, you're going to do this to your own capabilities first, and as you build up your stamina, you'll get stronger at doing it and be able to do the more increased level of intensity. So, or that type of exercise. So a burpee is where you get down on your knees, jump your legs in back into your hands again, and you jump up as if you're grabbing something.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You've seen them loads of times.
Yes,
that's just the name for them, burpees. An alternating lunge. An alternating lunge I love because it's a great one for toning the legs and toning the bum. So you can either do the lunge right leg then left leg, or actually jump from your right leg into your left leg, which is great, and having your hands over your head to increase the intensity and also keep your core strong. And then the mountain climber is where you get down on your hands and on your knees and try to get up, you would get up on your toes, and then just bring your leg into into the center, so you're just as if you're climbing, but you're climbing on the ground. Does that kind of make any sense?
Yes, it does. Absolutely makes sense. And then you would rest again for 10 seconds and that's it. 1, 2, 3, 4. So the purpose for this, is it just another way to keep things interesting, to keep you motivated? What's the benefit of this kind of training?
I think other than the afterburn that you get from working yourself, I mean, again, it's this type of training comes under the umbrella of HIIT, which is high interval intensity training. Or high intensity interval training. And any time you're going to get your heart rate up and bring it down a little and bring it back up will give you a much quicker calorie burn expenditure than you would if you were maintaining the same heart rate for 20, 30, even 40 minutes. So, I mean, it's a no-brainer at this stage, because the amount of research that is backing it up now, that this type of training is the one that's actually doing well for most people in their success, is the one to include. Or even if you were doing a strength training program and you still felt you had some energy in the tank, you could include this in at the end of it, you know? So the important thing is finding an exercise that it's not contraindicated with any pain or any injury that you might have had previously, taking it easy at the beginning, and then you're just building it up. Don't go straight into it. And of course, having a warm-up and a cool-down is always a must when we're doing this.
Yeah, so what are your tips to a happy, healthy life? Well, one person here is saying that I jog 3 times a week, so that's their candor, that's what they need to do. What do you need to do? Let us know your tips to a happy, healthy life. Another one is yoga 3 times a week and Pilates. Now, that's something that you've been practicing, I believe, Eileen. Are you enjoying Pilates? What do you think of it?
You know what? I think, like us all, we don't have the same thumbprint. So I think some things work for some people and other things work for others. And Pilates, I liked it. But because I'm such, you know, I have this personality where I have to have pumping music and have to be jumping around doing something, that it was a bit too bland for me. You know, even though I know all of the benefits of Pilates and I know it is great for you. So what I try to do is maybe include some Pilates moves into some of my own routines that I can do even at home. Or I mean, that's the one thing good about Pilates. You can do it anywhere. You can do it on the beach. You can do it at home. You can do it anywhere you have a little bit of space for your body. And but I do know that it does work wonders for other people. So I'm not saying I'm not adverse to it. I just think that, you know, as for me, that I need a little bit more driving.
Okay. So let us know what your tips to a happy, healthy life are, your exercise of choice, what it is that you do to keep healthy and fit. When we come back, we're going to be looking at milk, considering milks, and also instant happiness in under 5 minutes. And we're going to be looking at some questions that have come in from Women's Health and Fitness readers, their questions, and hearing the answers from Editor-in-Chief Eileen Domiati.